Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So why would a guy not use his real name unless he was trying to hide something, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
So we got Gabriella here who is going out with a guy and she knows he's not like using his real name, but she doesn't know why and she wants us to do a background check on the dude. Hey, Gabriella.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, so I've been seeing, he says his name is Mike, and we've been dating a couple months now. When we met, he said his last name was Anderson and that he didn't have a middle name. Okay, like I thought, all right, nothing of it. But just recently, I just caught like a quick glimpse at his license, and it looked like he does have a middle name, and the last name didn't look like Anderson. I mean, it was too quick, so I don't really know what it is, but it just didn't seem like it said Anderson on it. And I don't want to jump to conclusions or anything, but I mean, I don't know why anyone would even lie about a name to begin with. It doesn't change, who you are as a, like, your character as a person or anything. And I know I could, like, ask him directly about it, but I don't want him to, like, think of me of anything because I don't want to, like, let him know that I looked at his license without, you know, asking, and I don't want that to be a problem either. So if you guys could help out, get to the bottom of it, of just, like, what his actual name is, it would just, like, really, like, ease my mind off of, like, anything. Maybe I'm just making a big deal about nothing. I don't know, really know.
Oh, no, that's not a nothing. Somebody tells you a name and that's not their actual name. That's a significant
that's
big
sketch.
Deal. It's very sketch. There's a red flag there. Remind us again, how long have you and Mike been dating?
Yeah, I mean, just like a couple months. So it's pretty recent.
And how did you guys meet?
I was just like in person, I guess. It was like, I don't really do the dating apps. It's just like, I was just standard at a bar, just like.
That's so old school. Wow, how happened. Traditional.
Yeah.
Meeting in person.
I know. It's
the dream.
And he's been, for the past couple of months, there's been no other red flags aside from the fact that you got a glance at his driver's license and it looks like Anderson is not his last name.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. Seems to be going pretty well. I mean, you know, we just do like, I guess, just watch a couple movies, we talk a bit, I think everything's going well, so
as I've said before, some red flags are bigger than others, so even if this is just one, this is one of those car dealership
it's
like American flag size red flags right here.
You sound pretty young. How old are you guys?
I'm 25. Well, I mean, he says he's 31, but I guess, I don't know, because that's the thing. And now I'm second guessing, like, everything about our relationship. Of just, like, if he's lying about a name, it's just, like, I don't know if he's lying about anything else. And I don't want to, like, be that person of just, like, oh, I guess everything is, has to be, like, this big, like, secret or anything. I think I'm, like, an open person. Pretty recent relationship, so maybe like further down the line maybe he would say something about it, but I guess I just feel a little too insecure about it, so that's why I'd rather know now instead of waiting till whatever, when he decides to maybe complain about it. I guess
I almost feel like if it was his first name it wouldn't really be that weird, because so many people go by a different name than whatever their first name is, but something about you lying about your last name, it just I can't even find a way where you could justify that.
Right.
To that way.
Yeah. It's sketch right from the start, right?
So Gabriella, in order to do a background check, you're going to have to get his ID and take a photo of it and send it to Tommy, because we need his real name in order to do the background check.
Or just his face, and then we could do a search just on face, and then we get his name. I don't know.
Oh, it could just be like, I guess, like if it, like a picture of us together, you could like do it by his face. Is that okay?
Tommy, this is your PI. Would that work?
No, I need the name.
We need the name.
Yeah.
We have to work on this one.
She got to find a reason to ask for his ID.
No, she doesn't. No. When he's sleeping, just go his wallet.
Sneak a pic and send it to me.
Kristen sounds like she does this every week. I got this, you
been
guys.
Here plenty of times. That'll be a huge starting point. I have his full name and his address.
So. Yeah.
All right, Gabriella, hold on one sec. We'll get some info from you. We'll try to do this background check today and give you a report tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you so much. And if you could give me, like, a reason to try to see his license, I'm open to any suggestions.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Tommy will talk you through it. The Burt Show.